Welcome to the practical teaching of Joyce Meyer. We believe you'll enjoy this teaching entitled Power Thoughts Part 2.
Well, God put a series on my heart, and actually I'm going to be turning this into a book because I feel like it's a real fresh way to present teaching on the mind, which is so important. And we're just calling this Power Thoughts. I have a series called The Power of Thoughts, but this is Power Thoughts. And you heard this woman who shared this morning, gave her a little testimony about how God has changed her life. She said that the most important scripture to her became to be constantly renewed in the spirit of your mind. She had an awful mess in her life, including a deep, deep, deep depression, alcoholism, drug addiction, divorce, issues with a custody battle, and yet her life has been transformed and changed because she learned how to think right. We have to stop just thinking everything that falls in our head, and we have to pay attention to what we're thinking. We have to think about what we're thinking about. And to be honest with you, if you're in a bad mood, if you think about what you're thinking about, you'll probably find the root of your bad mood. If you have a bad attitude, sitting around feeling sorry for yourself, if you just think about what you're thinking about, you'll quickly find the root of your problem. Now, to be honest with you, nobody can do anything about your thoughts but you. God's not going to do your thinking for you. The devil will if you let him. So if you're passive, he will just put all kinds of garbage in your mind. And you know the old computer saying, garbage in, garbage out. Well, you know, if you just let your mind be full of garbage, then your life is just going to be a life that you don't enjoy, that is just miserable. And God will show us what to do, but he doesn't do us for it. Doesn't do it for us. He gives us the strength. He reminds us. He gives us the Holy Spirit to convict us. He gives us teachers to teach us. But there's one little thing that only you can be responsible for, and that's that final doing of it. Now, keep in mind that God never asks you to do anything that he doesn't give you the ability to do. So to say I can't do what God told me to do is just downright foolish, because God would not tell you to do it if you couldn't do it. That's why I shared last night that God would never tell me to walk in love.